Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Good afternoon. It's Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Thursday, June 10th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. In the last 24 hours, India has reported more than 6,000 COVID-related fatalities. The death count is more than any country's official daily death toll recorded to date during the pandemic. However, experts have said the real number is much higher than the numbers the Indian government is reporting. Near the height of the outbreak in late April, India's official daily case count exceeded more than 200,000, causing hospitals to run out of oxygen tanks and cremation sites to run out of firewood. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has reportedly pleaded guilty to assisting her husband in operating his cartel. The wife, who is 31, appeared in federal court Thursday where she pleaded guilty to charges of conspiring to distribute drugs, conspiring to launder money, and engaging in financial dealings with El Chapo's cartel. In her plea agreement, she also fessed up to conspiring to get her husband out of a Mexican prison in 2015. She can serve a life sentence just for the drug distribution charge, but she also faces up to 20 years for money laundering and up to 10 years for engaging in financial dealings. There is a man who thought that if he blew up one Amazon site, that he would be able to destroy the world's largest source of the internet. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. The man who took a sawed-off shotgun to the Capitol riot has admitted that he spent weeks plotting a bomb attack to destroy the internet. Reportedly, 28-year-old Seth Aaron Penley pleaded guilty to a bungled plot to bomb Amazon's data centers in Virginia, an attack that he believed could, quote, kill off about 70% of the internet. Penley's plot fumbled in April when he met a man in Texas to buy what he thought was a stash of powerful C4 explosives. However, the bomb seller was, in actuality, an FBI plant, and the bombs were fake. When Penley took possession of the decoy explosives, he was arrested. A former Minnesota corrections sergeant has been sentenced to 120 days in jail and 7 years probation for trading a McDonald's meal for sex with an inmate he was transporting. Apparently, the sergeant stopped to get food while transferring a female inmate from Olmsted County Jail to Minneapolis. According to prosecutors, after the inmate said she'd do anything to eat, the sergeant brought the woman to the front seat and exposed himself. Allegedly, the woman performed oral sex on him. At first, the sergeant denied the allegations, but eventually pleaded guilty to fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct over the incident. Minnesota prison officials announced the sergeant's termination on Wednesday. There's a lot going on in this next story. First of all, a 12-year-old capuchin monkey had almost 18 million followers on TikTok. Also, he died during a dentist visit on Monday. George, as the monkey was known, reportedly passed away due to complications from anesthesia. His owners, a couple from Texas, posted about his death on TikTok, saying that George received, quote, thousands of thoughts and prayers with the hope that he would make it, but ended up passing away. Tiger King star Jeff Lowe just can't seem to give himself a break. He is reportedly wanted for arrest in Las Vegas after he did not show up for a Wednesday court hearing stemming from a 2017 arrest for illegally having wild animals and operating a business without a license. Lowe was convicted a year later for the wild animals, but managed to avoid any jail time. Last week, he and his wife were arrested in Oklahoma for driving under the influence and illegally switching lanes. 2 weeks before that, Lowe had his Tiger King park raided by authorities, who seized almost 70 big cats due to alleged Endangered Species Act violations. In order to still avoid jail for his latest no-show violation, Lowe has to pay roughly $20,000 to the court to schedule a new court date. There's no word on whether he can substitute the fine for a big cat. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.